This media is brought to you by Polyscope.
I'm Cassie Bishop.
And I'm Ray Turing.
Dive into the heart of AI innovation with us on AI Daily.
Bringing you breaking news in AI, unveiling the future as it unfolds.
Subscribe now and stay ahead with AIDaily.us.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on AI, startups, and the future, not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Think Future. My name's Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep, deep, deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We're talking AI, startups, humanity, and the future. Not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order. If you're watching on YouTube, smack that subscribe button and hit that bell so you can be notified when a new show comes online. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast service, please subscribe and please drop a note on Apple Podcasts. I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, if you've been watching my show for a while, if you've been listening to my show for a while, you'll know that I am a libertarian. And as a libertarian, there's some things I like and there's some things I don't like. I love freedom, and I'm not a big fan of governments taking my money. Not a huge fan of that, considering we just had tax day. I'm sure a lot of you who live in the States who had to suffer through April 15th and pay your taxes, probably feeling about the same right now. Good time to register to vote, right? Don't you think? Right after you paid your taxes. In fact, Election Day should be April 16th, if you ask me. But I digress. Just wanted to set the story straight so you understand where I'm coming from on this particular story. So what I've read the other day in AIDaily.us, AI Daily, which is our sister publication that does breaking news in AI, curated by humans, last week, that the state of New York, now, everyone understands, many people understand, that there's some state, every state taxes on a different rate, right? You have California, Massachusetts, New York, Illinois, some of these states tax at some of the highest rates in the country. Some states tax income tax at zero. For example, Texas and Florida have a zero income tax. So there's a lot of people leaving these high tax states. They're leaving California, they're leaving New York, they're leaving Illinois, they're leaving Massachusetts, and they're going to a lower tax state. They're going to Texas, they're going to Florida. Now, the term that people use for these people who are fleeing the state because of taxes is called tax fugees. And these tax fugees are typically not sort of middle-income, lower-income individuals. They are higher-income individuals who pay punitive taxes in some of these jurisdictions, and especially New York and California, ridiculously high taxes. So what they're doing is they're saying to themselves, you know what, this is ridiculous. I'm paying a lot of tax here, and I'm not getting much back for it, so I am going to leave. I'm going to go to some other state where the taxes are lower, or maybe even non-existent. So what happens? Well, obviously New York State or New York City. I'm not sure if this story is about New York City or New York State, but it doesn't really matter because these are all governments are going, well, we got to track these people down. We have to make sure that they pay their fair share of taxes. Even if they're no longer living in New York, they lived in New York for a while and people are trying to flee New York in order to get away from paying their taxes. So what happens? They use AI to track down these tax fugees. They put their particulars into AI, and AI comes back with the places they may have gone. And they can track them down this way. Now, I am an AI optimist, AI futurist, an AI optimist. I think that AI can only be a force for good. Although the reality is that AI is a tool like any other tool. And you can use it as a force for evil, or you can use it as a force for good. Now, personally, I think using it to track down tax refugees who are fleeing punitive taxes in a state, I think that's using it for evil, not for good. Because what's happening here? These people are trying to keep the money that they've worked hard to earn, and the state is trying to rip it from them, even if they no longer live in that state. AI is a tool. It's like any other tool. It's like a hammer can be used to tear down a house, or it can be used to build a house. And my focus is to use AI for good. It's our choice to use. And this is the thing that drives me insane about a lot of people who are talking doomsaying about AI. And yeah, sure, you can doomsay about AI because you have to look at it again as a tool. It can be used for positive things, or you can be used for negative things. You can use it to destroy, or you can use it to create. I choose to use it to create, and many people out there choose to use it to create, to make you yourselves a better human. In fact, that's what my other project, 10xu.us, which just launched on Friday, is all about. It's all about mastering your life with AI. It's all about being a better person with AI, being able to improve your ways of growing money, managing money, productivity, wellness, health through AI. AI can help us in so many different ways. It can hurt us, but it can also help us in so many different ways. We have to be the ones, as the humans in this scenario, we have to be the ones to decide to use AI for good, for positive things, to improve ourselves, to improve our lives, to improve our world, instead of using it to track down these poor people who are trying to save money on their taxes. Let's use AI for good. Let's decide to use AI for good instead of using it for evil. Because there's plenty out there who will probably want to use it for evil. There's plenty of tech companies out there who are actively letting employees go so they can move the money into more AI research, more AI spending, instead of repurposing those employees to do work in the AI space. So AI is disrupting everything. The question is, are we going to use it to disrupt in a good way, or are we going to use it to disrupt in a negative way? That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.